President Biden heads to Brussels later this week for a NATO summit on Ukraine.
Pressure continues to grow on the military alliance to provide more weapons to Ukraine. So what next steps could they take?
So, Frank, first remind us, what kind of role NATO member states have been playing in the war in Ukraine?
Yeah, they've been arming the Ukrainians at an astonishing level. I mean, where you are, in fact, a lot of this has probably been happening on some of the smaller roads, even the main roads. In recent weeks,
right.
EU and NATO allies have sent hundreds of millions of dollars of weapons into Ukraine. There are no Russian checkpoints, as I still understand it, out there in the West for now. And so from all we understand, they've been flowing through unimpeded. Ambassadors from NATO countries that I spoke to in Brussels didn't want to give any details for obvious reasons. But here's what Yuri Luik, he's Estonia's ambassador to NATO, told me recently.
Obviously, the Ukrainian forces wouldn't be so successful if they wouldn't have modern weaponry, particularly the anti-tank missiles and manpads, stingers.
Can you give me some sense of how much weaponry has gone into Ukraine?
I can only respond that it's a lot.
And Luik told me that NATO allies slashed the usual bureaucracy to speed up this process.
This has all been cast aside. The distance from sending a weapon to reaching the people who use it is really, it's been taken to absolute minimum.
As we've reported, the Ukrainians have been asking for a no-fly zone since the beginning of the Russian invasion. NATO says no, it doesn't want to widen the war. How might it respond to that type of pressure?
Well, I think one answer so far, Leila, is probably better, more effective weapons. We've seen that Slovakia is offering to send sophisticated Soviet-made missile systems that can take down jets that are miles up in the air. Russia, of course, has said, as in the past, shipments like these are legitimate military targets. Slovakia has just already received Patriot missiles from other NATO allies to protect itself against Russia, and Poland, another NATO ally, plans to propose peacekeeping force in Ukraine, but NATO still says they do not want any NATO troops on the ground. But there's still a great reluctance among NATO allies to risk direct conflict between NATO and Russia. Edward Square, he's Latvia's ambassador to NATO. Here's what he said.
Emotionally, we would see more active support and engagement, but from the rational perspective, from understanding that we have to protect NATO citizens from escalation, this is where we are. Of course, it's not easy, but it is something where we draw a line between emotional and rational decision.
And so for now, Leila, I think NATO is going to continue to pour a lot of weapons into Ukraine, do it all it can to avoid being a combatant in the war, but also knowing that death and destruction is expected to only become worse.